breedstandardlibrary.com. Summary Guide. Narrated Curly Coated Retriever Breed Standard. Oral Exam. Front. Bite. Scissor. Curly Coated Retriever AKC Breed Standard. Official Standard of the Curly Coated Retriever. General Appearance. This smartly upstanding, multi-purpose hunting retriever is recognized by most canine historians as one of the oldest of the retrieving breeds. Developed in England, the Curly was long a favorite of English gamekeepers. Prized for innate field ability, courage, and indomitable perseverance, a correctly built and tempered Curly will work as long as there is work to be done, retrieving both fur and feather in the heaviest of cover and the iciest of waters. To work all day, a Curly must be balanced and sound, strong and robust, and quick and agile. Outline, carriage, and attitude all combine for a grace and elegance somewhat uncommon among the other retriever breeds, providing the unique, upstanding quality desired in the breed. In outline, the Curly is moderately angulated front and rear and, when comparing height to length, gives the impression of being higher on leg than the other retriever breeds. In carriage, the Curly is an erect, alert, self-confident dog. In motion, all parts blend into a smooth, powerful, harmonious symmetry. The coat, a hallmark of the breed, is of great importance for all Curlies, whether companion, hunting, or show dogs. The perfect coat is a dense mass of small, tight, distinct, crisp curls. The Curly is wickedly smart and highly trainable and, as such, is cherished as much for his role as loyal companion at home as he is in the field. Size, proportion, substance, ideal height at withers, dogs, 25 to 27 inches, bitches, 23 to 25 inches. A clearly superior Curly falling outside of this range should not be penalized because of size. The body proportions are slightly off square, meaning that the dog is slightly longer from prosternum to buttocks as he is from withers to ground. The Curly is both sturdy and elegant. The degree of substance is sufficient to ensure strength and endurance without sacrificing grace. Bone and substance are neither spindly nor massive and should be in proportion with weight and height and balance throughout. Head. The head is a longer than wide wedge, readily distinguishable from that of all other retriever breeds, and of a size and balance with the body. Length of foreface is equal, or nearly equal, to length of backskull and, when viewed in profile, the planes are parallel. The stop is shallow and sloping. At the point of joining, the width of foreface may be slightly less than the width of the backskull, but blending of the two should be smooth. The head has a nearly straight, continuous taper to the nose and is clean cut, not coarse, blocky, or cheeky. Expression: intelligent and alert. Eyes almond shaped, rather large but not too prominent. Black or brown in black dogs and brown or amber in liver dogs. Harsh yellow eyes and loose haws are undesirable. Ears rather small, set on a line slightly above the corner of the eye, and lying close to the head. Back skull flat or nearly flat. Foreface muzzle is wedge-shaped with no hint of snipiness. The taper ends mildly, neither acutely pointed nor bluntly squared off, but rather slightly rounding at the bottom. Mouth is level and never wry. Jaws are long and strong. A scissor's bite is preferred. Teeth set straight and even. The lips are tight and clean, not pendulous. The nose is fully pigmented, black on black dogs, brown on liver dogs. Nostrils are large. Neck, top line, body, neck strong and slightly arched, of medium length, free from throatiness, and flowing freely into moderately laid back shoulders. Backline the back, that portion of the body from the rear point of the withers to the beginning of the loin, is strong and level. The loin, that part of the body extending from the end of the rib cage to the start of the pelvis, is short and muscular. The croup, that portion of the body from the start of the pelvis to the tail set on, is only slightly sloping. Body chest is decidedly deep and not too wide, oval in cross section, with brisket reaching elbow. While the impression of the chest should be of depth not width, the chest is not pinched or narrow. The ribs are well sprung, neither barrel shaped nor slab sided, and extend well back into a deep, powerful loin with a moderate tuck up of flank. Tail carried straight or fairly straight, never docked, and reaching approximately to the hock. Never curled over the back and should not be kinked or crooked. Covered with curls and, if trimmed, tapering toward the point. Forequarters. Shoulder blades are very long, well covered with muscle, and are moderately laid back at about a 55-degree angle. The width between shoulder blades is adequate to allow enough flexibility to easily retrieve game. Upper arm bones are about equal in length with shoulder blades and laid back at approximately the same angle as the blades, meaning the forelegs are set under the withers. The equal length of shoulder blade and upper arm bone and the balanced angulation between the two allows for good extension of the front legs. The forelegs are straight, with strong, true pasterns. Feet are round and compact, with well-arched toes and thick pads. Front dew claws are generally removed. Hindquarters, strong and balanced with front angulation. Thighs are powerful with muscling, carrying well down into the second thigh. Stifle is of moderate bend. The hocks are strong and true, turning neither in nor out, with hock joint well let down. Rear dew claws are generally removed. Coat. The coat is a distinguishing characteristic and quite different from that of any other breed. The body coat is a thick mass of small, tight, crisp curls, lying close to the skin, resilient, water resistant, and of sufficient density to provide protection against weather, water, and punishing. Cover. Curls also extend up the entire neck to the occiput, down the thigh and back leg to at least the hock, and over the entire tail. Elsewhere, the coat is short, smooth, and straight, including on the forehead, face, front of forelegs, and feet. A patch of uncurled hair behind the withers or bald patches anywhere on the body, including bald strips down the back of the legs or a triangular bald patch on the throat, should be severely penalized. A looser, more open curl is acceptable on the ears. Sparse, silky, fuzzy, or very harsh, dry, or brittle hair is a fault. Trimming feathering may be trimmed from the ears, belly, backs of forelegs, thighs, pasterns, hocks, and feet. On the tail, feathering should be removed. Short trimming of the coat on the ear is permitted, but shearing of the body coat is undesirable. Color, black or liver. Either color is correct. A prominent white patch is undesirable, but a few white hairs are allowable in an otherwise good dog. Gait, the dual function of the curly as both waterfowl retriever and upland game hunter, demands a dog who moves with strength and power yet is quick and agile. The ground covering stride is a well-coordinated melding of grace and power, neither mincing nor lumbering. The seemingly effortless trot is efficient and balanced front to rear. When viewed from the side, the reach in front and rear is free-flowing, not stilted or hackneyed. When viewed from the front or rear, movement is true, the front legs turn neither in nor out and the rear legs do not cross. Well developed, muscular thighs and strong hocks do their full share of work, contributing to rear thrust and drive. The extension in front is strong and smooth and in balance with rear action. Balance and structure translates to balance and movement and is of great importance to ensure soundness and endurance. Extremes of angulation and gait are not desirable. Temperament, self-confident, steadfast and proud, this active, intelligent dog is a charming and gentle family companion and a determined, durable hunter. The curly is alert, biddable and responsive to family and friends, whether at home or in the field. Of independent nature and discerning intelligence, a curly sometimes appears aloof or self-willed, and, as such, is often less demonstrative, particularly toward strangers, than the other retriever breeds. The curly's independence and poise should not be confused with shyness or a lack of willingness to please. In the show ring, a correctly tempered curly will steadily stand his ground, submit easily to examination, and might or might not wag his tail when doing so. In the field, the curly is eager, persistent, and inherently courageous. At home, he is calm and affectionate. Shyness is a fault, and any dog who shies away from show ring examination should be penalized. Minor allowances can be made for puppies who misbehave in the show ring due to overexuberance or lack of training or experience. Approved October 12, 1993. Effective November 30, 1993.